Welcome to HQAF Radio. I'm Alana.
And I'm Francis.
And we're going to talk about our siblings today. Aren't you so excited? We're going to talk about our siblings. I have three siblings.
So exciting. I have two siblings. Two sisters, actually.
And I have three brothers. And we're both the firstborns.
Yeah. And so, as you guys can imagine, we have stories about them.
Yeah. They're dumb. Obviously, they're younger. Yeah, like, they don't understand life like we do.
So, do you feel like as being a firstborn sibling, that your life was a little bit better, harder? You
know, harder. Like, worse. Harder? The worst.
Why?
Wait, you're saying
it wasn't asking. For you? I'm asking.
Because all the expectations are on you to be, like, not necessarily the perfect child, but they try more because they have more energy. I mean, my mom put this very plainly. You know, Alana, we didn't care when your two younger brothers started skipping school because at that point, we were just trying to get through the day. We had four kids by the time Carrie was around, yeah. So we just didn't care. But when it was only you or only you and Patrick, I mean, we had all the time in the world to care about how you were doing academically. But by the time you get to the fourth kid, you don't give a shit.
Yeah, I feel like my parents they've never vocalized that.
Wait, really?
They've never vocalized
that. Oh, my parents are very honest about that.
But, like, the kind of stuff my youngest sister's gotten away with, like, I would have never gotten away with.
Really?
At all. Yeah. Like,
you're talking about Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Let's call her out right now. Her name is Alexandra Tan.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and she does weed. She does the weed.
Wait, does she?
Yeah, no. And so, like, she got it started. Stop. She got started in high school.
Oh my
and
god!
If my parents, well, I don't think they know, but
wait, I thought you were just about to say, oh, youngest siblings, they get away with everything. She does the weed, but you know, my parents don't know.
Well, no, but that's the thing. But that's the thing. Well, so that's the thing is like they probably do know now.
Oh, they get a sense.
Like when she was in high school, they knew. They didn't know.
Oh, really?
But now they know. Mm. But they don't know that I sometimes partake. And so it's like...
Oh. Yeah. But of course, if they knew you did, they'd be all
like,
over your ass.
Who the fuck are you,
yeah.
Francis?
How, yeah. We didn't raise you to be like that.
Yeah.
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 Oh, I completely understand.
Yeah.
So do you feel like Alex got away with things that you... Well, obviously. I guess, yeah. That was a clear example that
yeah.
she did and
yeah.
continues
she
to.
She used to, like, literally sneak out of the house.
Stop.
Yeah, no, so our house had an alarm system. She knew one window in the entire house, and we had like a two-story house. She knew the one window in the entire house that didn't have an alarm system. She'd be able to sneak out every weekend. She would just like open that window and sneak on out.
What would she sneak
Nobody
out to do?
Know. Party, smoke weed, do drugs.
Stop. Really?
Yeah, no,
God,
not
why
even
is your
kidding.
Sister like way cooler than me? Okay, did I ever tell you the one time I snuck out? Like, the very only
the
one
The only time.
Time? Yeah, the only... I've never snuck out in
really?
My entire life. Oh, yeah, God, my mom would have smelled that shit from a mile away, because she... I remember once my mom told me, I have eyes on the back of my head, because she just would anticipate things before I would even do them. Like, don't do that. And I literally thought she did. The one time I snuck out, I was not even at my house. I was in Indiana. I was visiting a friend. I was at her parents' house. And we decided to sneak out... go to Taco Bell. It was like midnight, not even like that crazy. It was midnight. And I was terrified that my mom was going to call her parents. Like, what the fuck? Because my mom is pseudo-psychic.
Was it like literally the Taco Bell that's right across the street from me? Like,
I'm in Indiana. I'm in Indiana in this story. Oh, by the way, I live by a Taco Bell. But in this story, I didn't live by a Taco Bell. It was Indiana, so everything was far away. But yeah, I was terrified. And seriously, you can ask my friend. Like, I was so scared, and I felt so uncomfortable sneaking out that because I just had this feeling my mom was going to find out. I was shaking. Like, because her sisters were with us.
Yeah.
She's like, is Alana okay? Because she is, like, changing color. Like, I was pale. I was so terrified.
God.
I never snuck out of my life. That was the only time.
Well, so to tie it all back together, do you think your brother Carrie or Sean have ever experienced that moment?
Oh, they never had to sneak out. They would just leave. And my parents were like, great. Like, my parents...
We're
my
done.
Just
like,
leave.
Fuck you.
Oh,
we're
we
done.
We would go days without seeing them. And I'm like, oh, where's Sean Carrie?
Wait. Like, you go days... without seeing them in high school? Like, they were
yeah.
in high school and they'd just
yeah.
be gone?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, for real. Oh, or skipping school. Like, you'd come home. You know, I was in college when they were in high school. So you don't, like, you have classes all different times.
Yeah.
I would come home like, hey, what's going on, man? Oh, we're just, like, not going to school. I'm like, okay. My dad worked from home, okay? My dad owns his own business. He yeah. doesn't go to office. Didn't give a shit. Whatever. Oh, I'm sick today. Like, seriously? My brother got pneumonia one time when he was sick, and my dad's like, you're still going, you're faking it. And my brother got, like, seriously sick.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but then, oh, I don't feel well. Okay, you can skip school. Siblings. I mean, that's why we're gonna dedicate a whole episode to this bullshit, because yeah. this will be funny. Yeah,
for all you firstborns out there, like, this is gonna be that therapy session.
Yeah, we feel you, and we understand you. It's mostly gonna be an episode where we talk about the stupidity of our young
yeah,
siblings.
Like, fuck them.
I know. Fuck yeah. all of them. So, the first story I'm going to tell you guys was from when Carrie... I don't know how old he was. I want to say maybe 8 or 7. So, like, a young lad.
How many years between you and Carrie?
Oh, fair question. Oh, how many? Okay, wait. I'm 27 and he's turning 22. What is that?
5.
5 years apart. We're
so
5 years apart.
So, you were 13, he was 8.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or 7. One, 7 or 8, one of those.
Yeah.
And Carrie, you know, because he's a little baby child, he doesn't understand the nature of, the concept of bets.
Yeah.
Is the best way of saying it. So Carrie, once upon a time, comes up to me and Patrick. Patrick is the next youngest sibling, so we're, you know, we're Irish twins, we're very, you know, only 14 months apart. And he goes, I ate this cat food. Give me $5. And we said, what are you talking about? It's like, yeah, you know, when you do something ridiculous, you're supposed to, like, get something from it. So give it to me. And we both go, we didn't like, dare you to eat cat food. You just, like, ate it on his own volition. Like, he just decided to, like, eat cat food and go, oh, I did it. And it's like, yeah, we didn't tell you to.
Oh, my gosh.
You just, like, went ham. How was it? And he's like, oh, it was gross. Like, that's why I thought I was gonna get money out of this. Like, that's not how dares work. Like, you have to dare, like, first you dare someone, then they do the ridiculous. But he thought, oh, I can go and just eat it. But Carrie, you know, he's always kind of a weird kid. He used to have toast with ketchup on it, like, just ketchup.
Ew. What? Like, he would, like, toast it?
Yeah, he would toast it and then put, like, so I'm talking lather. But not butter, ketchup on, like it was butter, on the toast.
Does he still do that now?
He doesn't, actually. I'm very surprised, because he did it for a long time.
You should ask him.
I should ask him.
Yeah. My youngest sister used to abhor ketchup. She hated it. Like,
really?
She, like, to the point where she'd be like, I could smell your ketchup.
Which sister? Donica or Alex?
Alex.
Oh, this she'd is just like, going to be a younger sibling shitting on
yeah,
session.
Like, but she'd be like, literally, I cannot stand the smell of your ketchup right now. You need to get away from me.
So she eats fries plain.
Yeah, no, she does not. She doesn't eat ketchup at all. Like, at all.
I wonder if she had a bad experience with it, because that's so weird.
She didn't. She just hated it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, like, how I don't like shrimp? She doesn't like ketchup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what does Donica not like? The other sister of Francis.
Responsibility.
Shit! What shade? But was she like that as a little, like, baby child, or
responsibility? Dodging?
Yeah, like, not into. Yeah.
Did
how did chores? Actually, you know what? This is a good question. How did chores happen at your house? Did you guys do chores? Did you divvy it up, or did you do everything, and then your sisters got
I
to do
nothing? I feel like I did a lot of chores.
It sounds like my experience.
Yeah, just like, okay, well, you're the most oldest. Most aged.
You're the oldest. You're the most mature. You can understand this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's like, well, you do it, and then younger siblings just kind of got a freer pass. You know, like, well, they're stupid. They don't get how to wash dishes, so you're the one that gets to wash the dishes.
Yeah.
You're the one that gets to work out in the garden. You're the one that gets to mow the lawn. Like, okay, well, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
But also, like, my parents were always very, like, you are also the oldest boy, which made no sense because I was the only boy.
Yeah.
There was no, like, old, younger boy.
Yeah.
I was the only boy, so
yeah.
I couldn't just be the eldest and had no other, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it made no sense.
Right.
But because I was the only boy of their set of children, I
yeah.
also had a lot of more responsibility.
Which is so interesting because I've heard stories where it's been the opposite, where, like, being the only male child makes you, like, so treasured, and you don't have to do anything, and, like, oh my god, that's so amazing. Like, well, because that's how my parents spun it to me. Like, oh, Alana, you're the woman, you're a girl, this is all the shit that you're supposed to do. Men can't be bothered to do anything. You will never be able to find, seriously, you will never be able to find, like, men are just lazy, and they're just X, Y, and Z. Like, this is what you're supposed to do. And so my mom, it wasn't only, like, you're the oldest, you're the most mature, but also, like, you're just getting ready to, like, clean dishes for the rest of your life, because that's what your life is gonna be.
Welcome to the real world, Kanga.
Exactly. Yeah, welcome to all you're here to do is clean, cook, and have those babies, bitch. Like that, and that's how my mom posts it. Like, I'm just preparing you for life, honey, because you're gonna be washing dishes for a long ass time. My mom said, she's like, look, Alana,
that's so dark.
When you're oh my god, my mom goes, Alana, when you buy your house, because obviously we're not in a position, you know, my husband and I, to buy a house. And she's like, when you buy your house, try and get a house that has a window in front of the sink, because you're gonna be at that sink for so much of your life. At least you should get a view. At least you should get a view, because bitch, you're gonna be washing a lot of dishes, okay? You're gonna be washing so many dishes.
No.
And
yeah. She said that to you?
Oh yeah, she still says that. She said that as recently as last month. She's like, this
before
is why-
before your wedding, like-
yeah. She's like, this is, Alana, see, this is why it's so important that you get a kitchen with a view. Because you're going to be living in that kitchen, bitch. Yeah. So I honestly think the most annoying part is how siblings can just, they can get away with anything. And they do the most that they can to get away with anything. Yes. Like, they cheat us out of things that clearly belong to us. Yes. Like, have you ever experienced that before?
I have. So, I had a Neopets account. Do you remember Neopets?
Like, yes, yeah, I do.
It's kind of like pseudo Pokemon.
Right, before Pokemon. No, it was after,
like,
Pokemon.
A little bit Pokemon's after old. Pokemon. Maybe around the same time as Pokemon, yeah. Actually. And, you know, like, you had these online pets, and you could, it was on the web. You could play games, and you get Neo points, and you
take care of them, like, you feed exactly, them, right, and yeah, walk, like, them, or whatever.
Yeah, yes, battle them, even though the battling system was, like, shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, you had Neo pets, and you won Neo points. My favorite game was, like, this one, game that was almost like Snake. You know Snake, where you, like, you go up, and then you press a button, and you try to collect, like, fruit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, except in their version, it was, like, a meerkat or something.
I'm so sorry, I just spat all over your iPad. Oh. Anyway, yeah, you'll have to
completely. Right. Yeah. But so, like, you know, like, I, like, that was how I earned all my Neo points, because it was the easiest way to earn Neo points.
Was and doing so, the Snake game.
Yeah, and I literally played it every day. I came home from school, and, you know, like, one of my things would be like, oh, I'm gonna play Neopets. And I'd, like, raise my Neopets, play the Snake game, and everything was fine and dandy.
Hell yeah.
And then I realized one day that my Neo points were not growing. Like, I recognized that, you know, like, oh, I've been playing this game, and for some reason it went back down, and I was like, that's impossible. How would that even happen?
Yeah.
So I was like, just kept playing. And then I realized my password had accidentally saved on the
browser?
Username.
Yeah, oh.
On the username. Like, my password had saved on the username. And my sisters had been using my password and transferring their Neo points to their freaking Neo point account. I was so angry at them. Like, why would you do that? You stupid fucking bitch.
Yeah, wait, so were they taking, like, a lot of money?
Yeah.
Or was it, like, little bits? They weren't even trying to be sneaky about it?
No, like, I was, like, winning, like, thousands. Oh, like, every day.
Was it both of them?
Yeah.
Was it both Danica and
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
wow.
And I was, like, trying to bring it up to my parents. I was like, so, what the fuck? Like, who cares? Neo points? Whatever. I was like, I worked hard for those Neo
you're
points.
You're teaching them terrible morals that if you, like, go and steal money from other people, it's okay.
Yeah.
Instead of hard work. Hard American work.
I know. Hard American Neo points. God fucking damn it.
Hard earned.
Then so like to this day, like they have never apologized.
And are you serious? Wait, yeah. So did you ever approach them?
Yeah, no, like,
and what did they say? Did they deny it, or did they admit to it?
They did not admit to it, per se.
But they didn't deny it.
They didn't deny it.
God.
I know.
Sisters are bitches.
I know. Younger siblings, though.
For real. They're garbage people.
Yeah.
How did you... So, did you resolve the situation in any way? Like, did you change your password? You didn't?
Well, I changed my password, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, like...
And so then it didn't automatically save, so they couldn't steal from you. Well, but they never...
Well, and so, like, that's the thing, is, like, they were stealing, like... They weren't stealing smartly. Like, they... Well, I guess they didn't, like, exactly clean me out. But if they were smart, they would have stolen enough, like... That would have benefited them, but not so much so that I would have noticed.
Right.
You know, like, it would have been like, well, I was back down to this amount the other day, you know. Like,
right.
Yeah. So, no, they're not being
great smart. People. Yeah.
Great and smart. And
as youngest siblings never are either of those words, so fuck them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Kill them.
Well, so, you know. For all the bad times that I've had with my younger siblings, I've had some good ones. Well, mostly with Alex. She and I were...
Yeah, fuck you, Donica.
Yeah.
What else?
I didn't say that. That was all Alana, first off.
You didn't deny it, though. Anyway, moving on. So, you and Alex had a ram-band time.
Well, we loved playing video games when we were younger. Yeah. We used to play Goof Troop. A lot. Like the Goofy, like the SNES game, Goof Troop. We used to play, I'm trying to think of like other SNES video games. Goof Patrol. Goof Patrol is a really big one that we used to play a lot. We had like a lot of just multiplayer games that we'd play.
Yeah.
Donica, not so much. She pretends like we did, but she wasn't really into it. Yeah.
Liar.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you ever used to do those sort of stuff with your brothers?
Yeah, I mean, so video games were a big part of our life, obviously. You know, I was a 90s kid, I grew up in the 90s, and the 2000s and all the other years that came after that. But yeah, so we had a NES and Nintendo 64, and then of course, like, we grew up, and the internet was created. Like, the internet didn't exist when I was born, but it came to fruition while I was alive. And a game that we were really into, so there weren't many games that the four of us were into, but there was one game that the four of us were into, because it was hard to find one game that we would all equally be interested in and invested in, you know? Like, it would always be that some of us were more into one video game than the other, but one game we all equally, the four of us played, was RuneScape. Which is the MMO, it's a multiplayer game, you have armor, and you can attack things, and you get stats, and you know, it's an MMO.
Yeah, you know, RPG, like, whatever. I wanted to be into that game, but I couldn't.
It sucked. Yeah. That's like, why, right? Yeah. That was why you weren't into it. It was garbage.
It was
like,
very
the graphics
hard.
Sucked.
Yeah,
and
it was very hard to be
into. Like, you had to grind, you had to spend a lot of time. So, that being said... I realized that it was rather difficult to get money in that game, because you had to have a skill. Like, you either had to be really good at mining whatever, you know, wood or something, and then you sell it at a high price, like, you get a whole bunch of it, and then you sell it all at once, or you had to have a really high skill level so you could kill stuff to get gold, and, you know, I wasn't like that. So, anyway, I'm a girl in a world full of mostly men. Like, there were not a lot of men that played this video game. Or if there were girls, like, you weren't sure if they were actually guys. That was, you know, a big thing. So I would go and be people's wives. Like, oh my god, do you want to be my husband? So I would get money from them. I'm not even joking. I was a whore. They would, like, give me a diamond ring, because you could get, like, diamonds and rubies and rings. So they would give me a diamond ring, like, oh my god, thank you so much. And then I would log off, go to a different world, and then block them. Yeah, and just take their money for all it's worth. Like, they would give me stuff as, like, a sign of their dedication to me, and I would just leave. Well, once upon a time, I thought it would be really funny to tell two different of my husbands that I didn't block, that Patrick,
you blocked
my brother...
You blocked them right after?
Right after, yeah. I would log off... Log into a different world, so they wouldn't be on the same server as me, but they could still communicate with me, but they couldn't see me. And then I would block them. Like, yeah, I would literally marry them, take their money and block them. Like, leave them and take and block them.
Oh my God.
Oh, I was a terrible bitch.
Yeah.
So then one day I decided to have some fun. And Patrick was online. Like, he was playing on a different computer, whatever. And so I told two different of my husbands that I didn't block that Patrick was hitting on me. My brother. Okay. And so my brother starts getting hate messages from these guys who I was just playing to get money and shit from them, which Patrick knew, but he didn't realize that they were coming, that those guys were coming after him because of me. Like, cause he didn't know who they were. He was like, how did they get my username?
He just knew that this is what you were doing as a pastime, but not,
yeah, but not necessarily like this is where it's coming from.
Right, right, right.
And I think I actually almost got him banned cause someone reported him. They're like, oh my God, this guy's harassing my girlfriend. He's saying, like, I lied and said that he was saying all this ridiculous shit to me. He wasn't, like, he's my brother. Like, he didn't even give, you know, he's just out there mining gold and whatever. And then so he starts getting hate messages and then he like got temporarily banned from the game.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And Patrick, to this day, is, like, pissed off about it.
At
like,
you?
Yeah! Because, like, what the fuck? Like, I was minding my own business. You brought me into your bullshit, like, RuneScape drama of these guys who you don't even care about because you just wanted money from them. Like, yeah, well, you know, a girl's gotta make a living, okay? Yeah, it was a total whore.
You had no, like, you had actually no reason to bring them into your drama.
No reason. It was just fun. Oh my God, am I a sociopath? Yikes. Oh, I'm so sorry, whatever their username was. X-Man, the win, 254. You know,
honestly, I'm sure they're just teenagers, too. Not even teenagers, preteens, and...
Wait, how old were they when I was dating them? Are you saying they were, like, toddlers when I was dating them, and now they're preteens?
I'm saying that they were preteens before, when then. You were dating them.
As I was.
Dating, in air quotes, yeah.
It was... so funny, though. But Patrick got... He seriously... That was the most mad I'd ever seen him at me. Because Patrick and I, like, we really got along, but he got really pissed off about that.
I know. Stop!
Okay, you want to do the outro? Oh, we're doing the outro. Hey, everybody! It's Alana, and this is Francis, and we're here, we're outroing.
We're definitely, this is the same episode.
So what do you think about having siblings? That's what we're talking about, right?
Okay, well, truth train, like, I think my siblings are the greatest. I mean,
oh, I
know I know we just cursed out Donica, and we just talked seriously about Alex.
Yeah, Francis likes his siblings more than I like mine. Well, I like one of my siblings. I have three brothers, and I only like
one
of them.
Would you ever show this episode to your siblings?
I think they would think it was funny, honestly.
All of them? All of them.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Well, I can't be as real. You're way more open with your siblings than I am, which I think is shows how good of a relationship
you guys have. If Alex were on here, I think we would talk so much shit about...
Donica.
And then vice versa. Like, if Donica was on here, we'd talk so much shit about Alex.
Yeah.
And then if they were both hosting their own radio shows, they'd probably talk shit about me.
And then if it was me and Patrick, we would just both talk shit about Carrie. And then if it
just
was Sean...
Carrie, though. Sean is just ignored.
Yeah, exactly. And then if it was me and Sean would just make jokes about fucking nothing.
But I guess, back to your question, like, do you feel like, that you would rather not be siblings with Sean, or do you feel like...
Oh my God, I would never, ever... So, here's the weird thing. Brothers, right? Like, as you guys heard me say, there's a lot of love, but there's so much hate. But I would never, ever not want any of my brothers to be my brothers. Like, it's one of those things where, like, they annoy the absolute fucking shit out of you, but you can't imagine your life without them. Like, they're absurdly entertaining. And I think also a huge part of the person that you become.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, like, I fucking hate all my brothers, and if they died tomorrow, like, I don't think I would cry, except for Patrick. But also, I can't imagine my life without them, so I love them.
I don't care if they die, but also,
I want them.
Need them in my life, so.
Yeah, it's just a weird love-hate relationship, which I think anyone that has siblings, I mean, other than you, who has a really good relationship with his siblings, can understand.
I think a lot of people have good, like, maybe
no.
Half.
No, yeah, probably.
I think
yes.
I feel like you don't give your relationship with your younger siblings the credit it deserves.
I don't think there's any credit to give it because they treat me like shit. We've had an episode about this where I talk about how they treat me like shit.
Let's say Carrie and Sean didn't show up to your wedding. How would you feel?
I'd be pissed.
Exactly, because you want them there.
No, because how dare they not come to my fucking wedding? It's bomb as shit.
Exactly, because you care if they're there.
Because it's insulting.
Because you care if they're there.
No.
Exactly.
You
want them to be there because you like them too.
So anyway, guys, this is a show that comes out bi-weekly.
Hold on, you guys. Like, Alana actually loves her brother.
No, I don't. I hate
she
them.
She loves them. She loves them.
You're ruining my radio personality. My radio personality is hate. Okay, bitch? Stop.
She just doesn't want to admit it to you guys, but she loves them.
I'm too set of Kaiba for this episode, okay? Stop it. The only person I love is you, Princess. Okay, you're my brother.
Aww.
Which also happened on an episode, but anyway.
But which is also acknowledged by your parents, too. So
I know, yeah.
Like, I was birthed from their hips.
Basically, yeah. Anyway, guys, so if you're interested in listening to more garbage and bullshit, you can tune in to HQAF Radio. We post once every 2 weeks. We also post on our Instagram, HQAF.productions.
Right.
Hey, girl.
Girl, yes. And we are also on Apple Podcasts and Google Play and anywhere else that Anchor posts, because, you know, Anchor posts everywhere nowadays. I have no idea where the hell they post.
Yeah, we love you, Anchor. You're great.
Thanks for really facilitating this
radio show,
vanity show.
I love vanity show. Oh my god, that's what we should call it. Because, you know, all those people were telling us HQA Radio. What does that even mean? You should change the name. Vanity show.
Yeah,
that's
like,
good.
This is really just about Alana and I. And thank you for listening to us.
Yeah.
And we love you, Jasmine. You're the greatest.
You're our one fan.
Yeah.
You're the only fan out there.
The only one that
matters.
Thank you.
I think we thanked your last episode, too. So,
actually,
this is sad as fuck.
We actually also love all of you other guys. If you want to email us at hqaf.productions@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah, we literally have a Gmail, so please email us. If you're out there, please let us know.
Slide into our DMs right now.
Just real quick. Just real smooth, like. And, you know, that would be great.
Yeah, and with that, you guys,
the best ship to sail on
is
friendship.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.